Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Mark's back from a relatively lengthy absence, kind of a long vacation. You went down to Florida with the family and then just recently got done with a cruise to Mexico.
Mexico, Cozumel, and Grand Cayman. Yep.
Grand Cayman. I don't know where Grand Cayman is. Where is that in relation to, like, the Bahamas?
It is farther west. Okay. So you have to go around Cuba, but basically it's like the first thing around Cuba.
Huh. Okay.
To the west.
And we were just before the show asking you for any stories or experiences you wanted to share. And you were just telling us that the Grand Cayman place is not taxed.
The Cayman Islands.
Cayman
yep.
Islands.
Yep. They have
not
no
tax.
Tax. Now, I haven't been able to dig into this as thoroughly as I'd like to be able to speak on it like an economist. But mm-hmm. my understanding is they say they have no taxes in Grand Cayman. And it's because the royal family's boat, back when boats had more problems. The royal family's boat had some kind of problem out in the harbor, and the Caymanese people swam out there to save them, save the folks in the boat, and consequently it was the British royal family, and they felt delighted, so they gave them tax dispensation. Now consider this thing.
This was how many years ago?
More than 100, easily.
Amazingly, they've continued to honor that agreement?
They've continued to honor the agreement, and why wouldn't they? Because up until
'cause taxes?
Relatively recently, there wouldn't have been any particular reason. There's not that many people on the island, and only in the last couple of decades has it mattered. Now, Cayman's pretty wealthy. But
yeah.
What do you do when you have, like, your lazy brother come by and you know, he does something really great for you, saves your life, and you say, you know what, man, you can stay here forever without paying any rent.
Hmm.
And he looks like he's never going to achieve anything. But because he never has to pay rent, finally he gets wealthy, right?
Yeah.
Or people begin funneling money through him. I'm not exactly sure how to describe this. But
well, you said
they've got 500 banks on this tiny little clod of dirt. And this is one of those places where, I mean, that's their business, essentially. Their business is a bit of tourism, but mostly banking.
Fascinating. I don't know much about that place. So if you buy property there, there's no property tax? It's almost unbelievable.
It is almost unbelievable. I don't know what happens as far as they use terms fees and licenses.
Yeah.
Which, immediately
it's
made me wonder.
It's a property fee now. No, I would be interested in learning more about that. If anybody's got experience with the Cayman Islands, feel free to dial us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But I'm sure, Mark, you're glad to get back behind a microphone because you kind of miss that stuff when you get away from it, right?
Hey, I like working, and I feel weird. You know, I breathed a little deeper when I walked onto my property and saw my trees.
You,
I like that.
You couldn't even, like, get on the internet from this boat, correct? Or could you just have to pay like $15 a minute or something like that? Because I remember that's what it was like when I went on.
It was 75 cents a minute. I didn't pay for it.
And it's fairly slow
on
the boats.
Yeah.
So it's not even worth it.
Well, it would essentially be satellite internet as
correct.
You can get, you can get that. But the thing when you attach to the side of the house or a pole or a tree is those things don't move much. Whereas on a boat, they move quite a bit.
Yeah.
So,
well, they have satellites that automatically compensate for the movement of the boat.
They do?
The dishes that do that.
I assume
it's
the dish. Yeah, right, the dish sits on a gyroscope.
Right.
But that has to be a pretty expensive piece of equipment, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to expect equipment like that on a cruise ship, right? That's why it's 75 cents a minute. Yeah.
Well, what I really don't understand about a cruise ship is this was, I can't remember what it was, but it's relatively inexpensive it was $600 per person or something like that.
Cruises are historically inexpensive.
5 days.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think a resort would be much less than that per person. You're talking about $90 or something per person.
plus all the meals are included in that $100, right?
On a resort, you don't need the maintenance people that you do on a ship. You don't have your depreciating asset rusting out from underneath you, which you do in a saltwater vessel. You've got this big, complicated... There's no captain at a resort. There may be a cruise director, but somebody under a different name there. But there's a bunch of staff that are reasonably well paid, and it doesn't cost as much to build somebody a hut, even if it's... Many of these resorts are not even air-conditioned, right? Like, build them a hut, put a bed in it with some nice linens, and you're there. Mm-hmm. Boats, expensive things to operate. I don't understand why they're so cheap, honestly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And the food just keeps coming.
I mean, I don't know what they're paying their staff, right? Obviously, they don't have to pay minimum wage on these boats.
Right. Well, there is no minimum wage. They are paying minimum wage by their standards, which is to say that they don't have them.
Right.
This is a ship's registry, Panama. This boat is out of Panama.
And there's always this international crew, right?
Yeah.
Like they're from all over the world.
Right.
Typically.
A lot of Philippines, a lot of Ukraine, a lot of Croatia, Belarus. You're not talking about somebody coming from, say, Finland saying, I want to work as a steward in on a boat, because it wouldn't be worth it to them from the standpoint of how much money they make.
So I pulled up some info on the Cayman Islands,
yeah,
and there is no property tax other than what is called a stamp duty.
Okay,
but I don't know what that necessarily is.
Probably means that it's the seal the government puts on it when they sell or when you sell a piece of property.
Okay.
They give it, oh yes, indeed this piece of paper is official. We have given you a government stamp, and that costs money, you know. So there you go.
All right. So tell us more if you know about it. You're welcome to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The Ross Ulbricht trial is set to kick off tomorrow morning. And our very own Derek J. Freeman, who is normally our co-host on Monday nights, is probably already in New York City at this point. He left earlier today, probably around noon, taking a train down there. There's also other activists from New Hampshire, both in Keene and Manchester, who are carpooling down to Manhattan to be in town for tomorrow morning's kickoff of this trial. They're going to be activists out in front of the courthouse, doing outreach, etc. So we're definitely going to keep you in the loop. I know our very own former co-host Michelle Seven, she's already in town. She's planning on attending the actual trial. Derek J. is going to be doing things sort of outside of the courthouse. So we will hopefully be hearing from Michelle tomorrow night to kind of give us a recap of what happens on day number one of the Ross Ulbricht trial.
I believe day number one is basically going to be jury selection,
okay,
and they might start delving into the charges, but I'm not positive.
We'll find out. I expect it's going to be more than a week's worth of a trial. It sounds like
I've heard that it could go up to 6 weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be pretty detailed because, you know, it's a technical trial. As you may know, if you've been listening to the show, Ross Ulbricht is the man accused of running the Silk Road, which was the world's most infamous website for a long time. For a couple of years, they were the destination to purchase things like drugs that you can't normally buy. At least at a grocery store or something like that, you could buy any kind of illegal drug on the Silk Road, as well as some other stuff like fake IDs and things like that. They didn't allow guns. They didn't allow certain types of pornography. But otherwise, it was pretty much you could buy and sell whatever you wanted. And so, naturally, the FBI decided to make him public enemy number one, or at least that's the way it seemed. And they took Ross Ulbricht down. Now, we don't know if he actually was the guy running the Silk Road. That's the point of the trial, is to ostensibly try to prove that from the state's perspective.
And this is a terrible system for deciding who's responsible for what. The idea that you're going to take 12 people who are not experts in law or
technology in this case,
or any of these things, and then expect those 12 people to come up with the right answer, especially when you take them away from their families. In a lot of cases, you don't let them talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You hold them up in places. Yeah, I just want to get home to my family. I'll give you whatever answer you want. We've seen too many juries kind of look like that's what happened.
Oh, yeah. So, it's hard to really get your hopes up about Ross's trial, but nonetheless, the activists are heading down there, and they're going to give it their best shot. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. There's actually news that, Daryl, you want to share regarding the Silk Road, or actually more of like an opinion piece about how this could affect the entire internet, this
yes.
trial. So I want to hear about that. Plus, there's news about the new Silk Road. Not Silk Road 3.0. There's now another Silk Road that's out there. And honestly, I don't even know what's going
on
with
Silk Road 3.0. Sequel.
So we'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Alma is on the line with us in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alma.
Hey, sweetie, I'm glad Mark's back. I love Mark, too.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Alma.
And I'm so glad you let me be your whipping post. you know, because my life is not boring. On a talk show, they won't let me back on there anymore. I wonder why. But it's the producer's my best friend.
Hold your thought, Alma. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. You just got drowned out big time. We'll come back to you, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can join us via Skype. Your thoughts on the Russ Ulbricht trial or whatever it is you'd like to discuss. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The latest on the Ross Ulbricht case coming up. That's about ready to kick off tomorrow morning. But the case could have wide-reaching implications, according to Daryl. We will get the story on how it could affect the entire Internet. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, were you able to bring your BuzzBox coffee along with you on the cruise?
Yeah, I didn't have any reason to brew my own coffee on the cruise. I thought the coffee was pretty good, but it's just coffee that you get, out someplace. I mean, it's not great coffee. BuzzBox coffee is great coffee. I did take it with me on my trip.
It's down in Florida.
It at my in-law's house. Okay. Had it this morning. I brewed it up, put it in my little to-go thing, went to the airport.
Oh, right on.
So, it's awesome. Actually, I packed the coffee back into the suitcase, too, so I brought it back with me.
Right.
But nonetheless, you can get some BuzzBox coffee, a free pound, by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And what they do that's different, because you can get high-end coffee. If you really want to get high-end coffee, you can do that. You should drink shade-grown coffee. It's better for you from a health standpoint, better for the environment. But you can get that pretty much anywhere. What you can't get is an organization like BuzzBox that gives money back the way that they do. They give some of the proceeds back to us, and then we give it out through microloans through Kiva.org. So people around the world at this point have been benefiting from the fact that you're buying coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You're going to drink coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, you're going to drink coffee. You might as well upgrade your coffee experience, enjoy your coffee more, and help people in the process. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound and try it out.
All right, toll-free number is 855-453. We had Alma on the line, and she got drowned out by our music there. We couldn't hear you there, Alma. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight. What did you want to share with us?
All right. I'm glad you let me be your whipping post. You're a kind, very kind man. My life was never boring.
I don't want to whip anybody. Not into that.
On a talk show today, he won't let me talk anymore on there, and his producer. We've become very good friends. I talked to him about four or five times.
Is this your local talk show? Is this a local talk show? Okay.
Panama City. Everybody.
So are they just tired of you calling in, or what's the
reason? He can't battle with me. He's afraid.
So you're outwitting him. You are
afraid of me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, talk show hosts are cowards. Hold on. Talk show hosts are cowards. I mean, they, for the most part, they don't want to talk to people.
He's just making a dollar bill and saying the same thing, repeating it.
Well, I mean, that's not unusual. I mean, it's generally the case that talk show hosts have their stick and they kind of stick with that.
You're boring.
That's what they do. But,
kill, that's his motto.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what works on talk radio, unfortunately.
Yeah.
At least that's what's worked thus far.
But today he was talking about the mascot to Florida State, which need not to say I hate sports. It will not come in my house. But, he's fasting. Osceola, whatever you call his freaking name.
Osceola.
But he lives right up the road from me, where I live. And he said he must be from New Jersey. And he was spray painted. And he said, I called and I told Dayton is the name. He has his own show on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I love this man. And
him, but he won't let you on his show?
I said he ain't no Yankee. And I emailed him.
Hold on a second. I'm a little lost.
Him.
Who's not the Yankee? The mascot
Chief Osceola, the mascot
That's
for
right.
Florida
he
State
no
University.
Yankee. He lives right the road from me. He was
Is that an
in
Indian?
Tallahassee.
Yes.
And he was raised. His mama lives in Panama City where this show comes from. And he lives right up the road from me. And I live...
Hold on. I'm getting a little confused here, Alma. Who lives up the road? Chief Osceola or the talk show host?
Okay, this is throwing me off a little bit. Because to me, Chief Osceola was killed by a bunch of duplicitous white people in the 18th century.
Okay, so Florida State University's mascot is the Seminoles.
That's correct. Yeah.
They have someone that dresses up as Chief Osceola.
Was Osceola a Seminole?
Allegedly.
Okay.
And he will dress up as Chief Osceola for the football games.
Yes.
Right.
Rides into the stadium on a horse with a flaming spear and then he spikes it into the 50-yard line.
I've seen that, yeah.
Before the game.
Okay.
So the person that is dressed up as Chief Osceola,
the actor,
lives down the road.
It's an actor,
Alma.
But, you know, when he's, you know, the mascot, he is Chief Osceola.
All right, right. So what's where are you going with all this, Alma? What's the point?
All right, here we go again. He called him. He must be from New Jersey, a Yankee, and spray painted. No, he's dark complected. He lives right here in Georgia.
So you're saying this guy is legitimate, legitimately not a Yankee, and no. that is the controversy on the radio is
and
to whether or not
he won't let me straighten it out. I told him, I said,
you know, like I said, they're talk show hosts. I mean, I've talked to Dayton before. He's one of the local hosts
there in Tallahassee.
Thank you, Alma, for your call tonight. Yeah, I've talked to Dayton. He's a nice guy. Actually, had me on his show, as a matter of fact, on weekends. And
I guess that's all it takes.
What?
To be a nice guy. Had to be on the show. Go ahead.
All I have to do is just invite me. I'll pretty much come on your show. Anyway, you know, but generally, if you challenge a talk show host, they're not really that interested in talking to you. I mean, typically, if whatever it is you say, I mean, this seems like a piddly issue, but, you know, whatever the issue is.
If I got called a Yankee, it would not be a piddly issue. Daryl?
Yeah, I'm not a Yankee.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody who says I'm a Yankee.
Talk show hosts who has an opinion, usually they don't want that challenged. Frequently a talk show host will have their call screener screen out anybody that's calling about something they don't like talking about. Whatever their touchy issue is, they will take you out of the loop. You're not going to be allowed to call the show. And that's just how it is. That's just talk radio. And that's one of the things that makes Free Talk Live different, is that we will take calls from pretty much anybody about anything, like Joe in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Joe.
Hey there. You may remember me. I actually called in a couple of weeks ago, and I'm the guy that proposed that we have virtual Congress and Senate, where the senators actually stay in their home district, U.S. senators and the congressmen, and actually we shut down Washington. But I actually have a different subject altogether today. I was researching some of what I was suggesting that might be a good idea, and I ran across a guy that is absolutely fascinating, a gentleman named Philip K. Howard, and he has a website called The Common Good. And the big thing that he is about is he says that the only way we will fix government is to start over. He says that we have layered law on top of law. We never do away with the law. 80% of the budget, of the federal budget, is in law. So there's only 20% that is discretionary.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. When it comes to the military budget, a great deal of that's discretionary, but you're not going to get rid of it.
Right, correct. I understand. But let me tell you the most fascinating thing he talks about is he makes reference to how complex law has become. And he references the Interstate Highway Bill, which was a law that came out of the Eisenhower administration. In the mid-50s, the law was introduced, it was 65 pages, passed within 60 days, start to finish. And 15 years later, we have the interstate highway system in place.
Stand by, Joe. I'm not sure where you're going with this. We'll come back to you. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road as the Ross Ulbricht trial looms. Going to be kicking that off tomorrow morning in Manhattan. Liberty activists are arriving in New York City today and tonight to gear up. They've got signs, they've got a plan, and it's going to be very interesting tomorrow. Hopefully no one will get arrested, but I imagine the federal cops that will be outside the and inside the facility will not appreciate the presence of liberty-minded activists, many of whom are of the mindset that the jury nullification idea should get to this jury.
Right. And so, the way these activists are disorganizing is very interesting. And I use the term disorganizing intentionally because there are several different groups doing several different things.
I don't know if we can talk about that yet, but hold that thought because I do want to get into what's going to happen tomorrow, and we'll continue with your calls as well. In fact, that's where we left off was with Joe in Raleigh. Joe, you were talking to us about somebody named Philip Powers, I think.
Right. And I'll get directly to the point. He references that the law that is the current interstate highway system took 15 years to implement and passed that Senate and the Congress in 60 days in the 50s. If you try to pass the same law today, and the interstate highway system didn't exist, the environmental study to implement the law would take 150 years. So his point is that we have, as a country, we have done nothing to eliminate law. All we do is we add on to a law.
Well, I don't like using the term "we" here because I don't make laws and I'm not interested in making laws. But if you're talking about the government, you're talking about the people in the federal government. Yeah, I mean it's law stacked on top of law, as you were saying before. And then as you know, new president or new Congress or whatever comes in, they don't take any time to repeal laws. They just add more too. And of course, nobody ever has the time to read any of these things, let alone the congressmen who actually pass the laws.
The making of laws makes money. The dissolution of law makes no money.
Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, one quick thing. His solution is that we have a sunset law, one more law, that any law with budgetary implication has a 10-year lifespan, and the Congress and the Senate are forced to review that law after a decade. And that's it.
That's a great idea, but they'll never do it, right?
I like the idea, but there's an organization that used to be called Downsize DC.
Yep. Downsize DC still exists.
Yep. DownsizeDC.org, where they suggest that the lawmakers, and this is really easy, they suggest the lawmakers be required to read the laws that they sign. And if they they either sign an affidavit that says that they read it, or it's read out loud in Congress.
Mm-hmm. 7 days before the vote.
They can't get this passed.
No,
they
not
can't,
even close.
They can't make these stinking, lying thieves read their own GD laws because that's how corrupt they are. They won't read the laws because they'll never have to follow them.
Right.
You will. They'll get whatever they want.
And you can come up with the best plan in the world to reform the federal government, but those guys aren't going to change the government the way you want it, or the way this Philip guy wants it, or the way anybody wants it, except for their cronies and their buddies.
All the good ideas in the world are worthless without somebody who's willing to say, I'm just not going to do what they say anymore.
Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Aaron. He's in Augusta, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. I'm calling about a previous video that I saw.
A previous what?
Called
video?
Killing Mailman. It was on YouTube.
Okay.
In this video, you stated, or your show stated, that mailmen were paid by tax dollars. I'd like to know where you got that number for those facts.
Well, mailmen, as I understand it, you're talking about the U.S. Postal Service. The Postal Service, they are semi-private in that they operate based on the stuff that they sell, the products and the shipping services and all of that. But their pensions, I believe, are still paid for by U.S. taxpayers.
That would be incorrect.
Okay.
I myself am a mailman. First off, in 1971, Nixon passed the Postal Reorganization Act, which made the post office a semi-private organization. And got rid of the tax funding for it, except in three instances, which are presidential and congressional mail. They mail everything they want to for free.
Yep.
Mail for the deaf and blind, and mail for military overseas. That's the only tax money the post office receives.
What about all these bailouts they've been getting?
Yeah, and don't forget the low rent that they get for many of their post offices because they're on government land, like $1 a year and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all federal government buildings pay no rent, basically.
I'm just saying that if I were to start up a post office, an organization that delivers mail, competing with the United States Post Office.
You would not be allowed to because they have a monopoly on the delivery of first-class mail.
And let's say that they get rid of that law, the law that the federal government gives the monopoly to an organization, which is, you know, known for its bureaucracy and inefficiency, but they give them this monopoly
anyway. Billion-dollar deficits
and
every year.
You know, why they put Lysander Spooner out of business in the 1880s, but if I did come, try to compete, I would essentially be competing against an organization that's getting subsidies in order to operate. Now, you didn't hear my voice because I wouldn't claim a mailman is paid by government funds, but he is certainly subsidized by government funds. His paycheck would be different if his organization had to pay rent.
I agree with that, and while being a postal worker, completely support the privatization of the post office. I don't think the government should be involved in anybody's private business.
Now, hasn't the post office gone to the federal trough, gone to Congress, and, you know, basically said, woe is us, we are failing miserably, we've got billions of dollars we're losing? Didn't they get a bailout of some sort, or am I misremembering that?
You are misremembering that. What happened in 2006, Congress passed a law requiring the Postal Service to pay its pensions 80 years in advance.
Right.
80 years. They're paying for the pensions of people not even born yet. And the Postal mm-hmm. Service probably will be dead at that point anyway.
Right, so and nobody... Postal Service, they're not hiring anybody the same way either, right? Hold up, before you go on, nobody's getting... Very few people are getting hired as postal workers. Most of them are sort of contractors that don't get the same pensions.
That's a misconception. There's two levels to the employment. And right. while there are a great deal of contractors, that's mostly in cities. The thing with state...
Where I am, it's the contractors.
Where are you at?
Up rural New Hampshire.
Are you sure it's contractors, or are you looking at RCAs, which is the position I hold?
I don't know what an RCA is.
It's a rural carrier associate. We're part-time workers for the Postal Service. We're basically
kind of
substitute teachers for mail delivery.
Do you get a pension for that?
See, that's what I'm thinking, is that any government agency at this point is facing such terrible budgetary restrictions that they can't be hiring pensioned workers much anymore. I mean, it's just it's difficult to do.
Aaron, thanks for calling to clear that up. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I like it when people call in to clarify things that have been said on air, because a lot of times in live radio, you get whipping along, and you might say something that could be, misconstrued.
Let's talk to a different Aaron. This one is calling on Skype. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Aaron on Skype? Aaron going once. Aaron going twice. You know what? Sometimes my sound card has problems, so it could be my fault. We'll see if we can bring Aaron on here in a moment after we clear up whatever technical difficulties might be present. So Ross Ulbricht's trial kicks off tomorrow morning. It's going to be, I think, what I predict to be a lengthy trial. Daryl, you said up to 6 weeks?
That's what I heard from one of the people that's heading down.
I don't know how many witnesses the state is going to be calling, but a lot of these witnesses are going to be technical witnesses, I would imagine, trying to explain in layman's terms to a jury things like Tor, the anonymizing system for the Internet. So it could be a very educational trial in a lot of ways if you can stand to sit through it. And I believe our very own Michelle Seven will be doing that. So hopefully we'll be hearing from her tomorrow. But we've got news about what's going on with the Silk Road. Silk Road 1.0 is long gone. But what about the new Silk Road? There's now a fourth Silk Road. We'll tell you about that, because there had been Silk Road 2.0 and then 3, and now there's 1. But it's not called Silk Road 4.0. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The U.S. Constitution protects our freedoms through a system that separates and confines government power. America's founding fathers were wary of government and tried to use the Constitution to limit its reach in many ways. They divided the government into three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, each able to limit the actions of the others. While this system can lead to what some people call gridlock, our founders considered it the best system for preventing politicians from violating our most fundamental rights. They also separated the national government from state government, leaving most power at the local level. Our founders added a Bill of Rights that further limits the power of government. The Constitution doesn't create efficient government. It was created to protect us from government overreach. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Take control at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road, the underground black marketplace. Also, I've had in my prep for a few days the continuing crazy situation in Venezuela. It's been a while since we've talked about Venezuela on Free Talk Live, so I would like to get to that. But, of course, you can call in about anything you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl on his website. He's got fpp.cc and also fppradio.com.
Yes.
FPPradio.com. Daryl features you in audio form 7 days per week.
Yes. 7 days a week in a 5-minute newscast. 3 days a week, there's a 30-minute show that I do, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. And one of the features that I do is every Wednesday I have an Ask Me Anything. So if any of the listeners have questions for me, they can send that in an email to ama@fppradio.com. I will answer those questions on Wednesdays.
So check it out, fppradio.com. And if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. They encrypt your online data. Whatever it is that's going out from your computer and coming into your computer, it's encrypted before it reaches your internet service provider, so your ISP doesn't know what you're doing as soon as you start using ProXPN. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit and the search terms that you enter. So they may be keeping those logs up to 5 years. You can put a stop to that by going and downloading ProXPN's free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Plus, Linux users, you can also get ProXPN working, and it's fairly simple to do that. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off their premium account. The premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN's premium account, all for just about $5 a month, using code FTL50 when you go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's code FTL50. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, the latest on the Silk Road coming up. First, Pete is on the line in California. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, first off, before I
start the Bitcoin stuff, I want to give glory to Jesus Christ. I want to thank him for all the wonderful blessings he's bestowed on me, and I want to thank the Lord for all the charity he's given me and all the ability he's given me to do charity to people and help and show love to people and show love by what I do. And I thank him for making me liberty-minded.
I can appreciate that, but I have some questions when people do this, because this is common, right? Like, gods for as long as there have been people, and people give God the credit for when good things happen. Does Jesus make bad things happen to you?
Well, Jesus allowed certain things to happen, but ultimately they were to my benefit. I didn't see it at the time, and it hurt, but it was because he loves me, he allowed chastisement to happen, and he used it to clean me up. There are certain things that have happened in my life that they hurt, but if they didn't happen, then I would probably have worse things happening.
What about people that are like, you know, sort of terrible accidents, lose the use of their legs and things like that? How do you see that?
God's allowed that to happen, but you know what? That might have been somebody's family member there. That person might not have believed in Jesus otherwise, and he sees that, and there's something that happens, and it opens his eyes to maybe there is life after death, maybe, and it saves somebody's soul. Same thing with a baby dying or something horrible.
I don't agree with Pete when he calls into the show, but I do like the viewpoint that even things that happen that appear to be negative, that looked at in the right perspective, can actually be an experience from which you grow.
I can go for it. I guess what bothers me the most is when I see professional athletes thanking God in like the end zone or something like that, as though God hates Cincinnati but really likes Baltimore. I mean, that kind of that thing I've always
thought. I thought that was just universal knowledge.
No, it also is hilarious. You know what else I find hilarious? Like in the mainstream industry for music and athletics, these guys that have their Mason ring on one finger, they're like, "Oh, I'm going to thank God for my Grammy award or my winning the Super Bowl," and they're a Mason. They're God.
What's that have to do with anything? Masons have to be religious.
That's a damnable lie. They're the devil. I have a Scottish Rite temple like a few blocks from my house.
Oh,
I live right
you know about it.
I live right across the street from the frat house. That's another one that's hilarious. I tried to tell those guys.
What do you think, Pete, that you think? Why do you think Masons are of the devil? What makes you think that?
Why? Because, look, okay, they're like, oh, well, it's just a club, you know, oh, we're just, you know, but I researched Albert Pike's book and the thing about the Rite of York and the Rite of Scotland, and don't tell me that it's just a club and, they don't know what they're doing and all those things to climb up.
I don't know what they're doing. It's a secret club, so I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I don't know anything about it. And I don't see how you would know anything about it.
Well, here's the reality, okay? You know,
I know Masons, and they seem like good guys.
Well, let me tell you. There's people that are in the confessed church, if you will, the supposed church, that their actions don't line up. You'll know them by their actions or their fruit. You know, I'm talking about Christianity, the religious right. You know, the
Pharisees. Yeah, well, the actions of these Masons are honorable. I mean, Jason Osborne, I believe, one of the longtime sponsors of Free Talk Live, is, from what I understand, a Mason. The guy who gave you a ride back from the airport today, Mark Edge, that was a Mason, from what I understand. And, you know, he's not a bad guy, right?
He didn't try to kill me out on the side of the road, if that's what you're asking me. But I've got to say, when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, I think the fruit of the Spirit is one of the things I like the most about the Bible. And it's got to be one of the most indicting things about modern Christianity. When you talk about modern Christians and the fruit of the Spirit, you talk about love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Can't say that. I didn't have to memorize crap at Christian school. When you're talking about these fruits of the Spirit.
I've never heard of this.
These are the fruits of the Spirit. You will know a Christian, according to Jesus, you will know Christians according to their fruit.
Right.
Right? And it's love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, these kind of things. Do you find the Christians that you've met in your life tend to be better at those things than the average individual?
Certainly not Pete, although I've never met him. Just, you know, having him call. Thank you, Pete, for the call tonight. Having Pete call incessantly over the last few months, he sounded like he cared about love tonight, but that's because he didn't get into his part where he starts hating on gay people. Among other things, what is he? What else does Pete hate? I forget. He's got other hate besides
clearly Masons.
Yeah, the Masons, right? So like to
he doesn't hate shellfish.
Well, to him, he calls this tough love or whatever, that, you know, it's that God didn't like gays is what he says, and so therefore it's okay. So he's got a lot of justifications for his hatred, but I don't hear a whole lot of love coming from Pete generally. So, but I'm not going to make a general statement about all Christians because
I did not ask you for a general statement about Christians. I didn't ask you to say, hey, are Christians a bunch of hate-filled jerks that support wars around the world?
Oh, yeah, Pete supports wars.
I'm just about ready to make that statement. But I'm going to go ahead and I asked you, did you notice that the Christians that you've met in your life somehow are more kind, gentle, faithful, have more self-control?
No.
And the answer to me, the answer for me is no, they're really not. Yeah. And that has led me to the conclusion, like I've talked to Daryl here quite a bit and read some books.
Daryl's
come to the conclusion.
I don't use that term. That's true.
He's not a Christian. He believes that Yahweh is his personal, Yahshua is his personal savior, and that's different in his mind. But I've come to the conclusion that modern Christianity as it exists is in fact the Satanism that is referred to in Revelations. That most people calling themselves Christians are Satanists. They're like Pharisees. I'm sick of them.
Dropping the bomb. He's back from vacation. He's dropping the bomb here.
Got no use
live.
For that stuff. Well, no, the average Christian who's listening to me says, yes, that's what they're like, those Christians out there. They're like that.
You think
the average Christian thinks other Christians are Satanists? They agree with me because this does not sound like an indicting statement against somebody individually.
You think the average Christian is that much of a – they're more that willing to indict fellow Christians as Satanists?
They look at the other denominations. The other denominations have it wrong. Specifically,
Baptists will say that Methodists are wrong. Pentecostals are wrong.
But does that mean they believe they're Satanists?
Not that they're Satanists. They don't believe the right way. They don't practice the right way. They're not getting into my heaven.
Okay.
A lot of them
really
say things
Satanist,
like that.
Though. Like, that seems kind of inflammatory, Mark. Why would you say that they're Satanists? I mean, they would deny that, right? Like, they don't worship Satan.
Well, so Satan's the deceiver. Believe in a religion that is something different than what your savior talked about, like the red letters, for instance, the beatitude, meekness, kindness, all these things. When you believe in something contrary to that, like this is a Christian nation, should bomb the bad folks into the Stone Age and those kind of statements. When you believe stuff like that, you are believing things that are not of your Savior, so therefore are of the deceiver. Mm. If you are deceived, you are a product of Satanism.
I think it's a strong argument.
Also, the term Antichrist does not mean the opposite of Christ. Mm-hmm. It means a false Christ.
We will come back with more here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I
predict
right.
No calls on this.
I think you're absolutely right, Mark. I'm on board with you on this. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwave. Not that I believe in Satan, but, from their perspective, it makes sense. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.